Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's the most embarrassing way that you've injured yourself? Heidi, we don't have time for all of yours. But I think a lot of us have at least done one really embarrassing thing that resulted in injury.
The one that stands out for me and Heidi is when when you were telling the story about you falling on all fours in front of a guy, and basically you're on your hands and knees, and the guy's trying to get around the you because you were blocking the doorway.
It was like slow motion. I tripped because the door thing was a little uneven, and I literally just went down on all fours.
That.
Hands and knees, and I looked over my shoulder, and I'm like, oh, this is just too embarrassing.
But did you hurt yourself? I mean, I remember the bruises you got playing golf, which one ever gets
like
bruises.
Tom said, we don't have time for all Heidi's injuries. Yeah. That's just a few that stands out.
Well, did you get injured on any of them?
Well, the one where I was testing to see if the razor was sharp or not.
Okay, there's a good one.
I know. That caused some major bleeding.
Tell us how that happened.
Well, I was cleaning out the bathroom drawer, and I just thought, oh, look at this razor. It looks new. And I took my thumb, and I just went right across the blade to see if it was sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Duh.
And it was sharp.
It was brand new, and mm-hmm. I sliced my thumb open.
That hurts me just to think about right now.
It was so stupid.
Okay, mine's a little complicated to tell, but I'm going to try to get this across to you on the radio. My brother and I were up in a room above my parents' garage that was more or less an attic with a lot of stuff stored up there. And he was showing me some engine parts. I was wearing only my tidy whities because
that's how
I was at home alone, and my brother was there, and it didn't matter. Well, they had a lot of stuff stored up there, and one of those things was a fluorescent light that hung down from the ceiling by four thin aluminum poles. As I squatted down to look at the engine parts he was showing me, I squatted right on top of one of those thin aluminum poles, and it landed in exactly the right spot to fit the it clicked together. I felt like I had been kicked in the stomach as hard as I could be. I was afraid I was going to bleed in that area for a few months. I really thought I was about to die from this sudden intrusion.
It's not funny.
That's my most painful, stupid injury story that I know of off the top of my head.
Ugh.
I found some other ones on the internet of some people who have made some pretty bad decisions, too. One of them is similar to mine. One person said they dropped their shampoo in the shower and they bent over to pick it up. Their butt cheeks touched the freezing cold shower door, and they shot forward and ended up headbutting the wall, which knocked them out, and they were passed out in the shower because they had been over to pick up the shampoo and froze their butt cheeks.
That's why I wear a bicycle helmet in the shower. It's not going to happen to me.
Another person says, I pulled a groin muscle playing bowling on the Nintendo Wii.
Oh, wow. Well,
there are a lot of people, Heidi. I think you had tennis elbow for a while.
No, weenie.
Weenie, that's what it was. Your knee got hurt.
Seriously.
This is something that happened to me recently, and I didn't get hurt, but I ended up ordering stuff on Amazon. This person said they were lying in their bed on their back holding a book up, reading it, and when they fell asleep, the book dropped on their face, and they ended up needing stitches. I fell asleep, and my iPad landed on my chest and ordered stuff.
Yeah.
Like my nipples ordered something.
A bra, maybe?
No, unfortunately, not that.
But how many times, though, have you been looking at your iPad, and it's like by your head, and it falls and hits your head?
Oh. My cell phone, I've done that several times.
Cell phone injury is easy.
Another person said, I was in a class and I had a sneezing fit. I sneezed so hard it knocked me forward and I hit my nose on the desk. That knocked me backwards, made my chair flip over. I hit my head on the floor. I lay unconscious and bleeding in the classroom from a sneeze.
Okay. Oh, no.
And then finally, this may be the most ironic of all. I ended up needing 3 stitches when I caught my finger in the binding of our company's accident prevention manual. They might need to add something to the manual, I think. But man, the more I think about it, I've had some pretty embarrassing injuries before, and it certainly isn't much fun whenever it does happen to you.
Yeah, it's bad, too, when someone sees it happen to you, like you walk through a sliding glass door or something, and you try to pull it off and be cool after that. Like, oh, I knew that was happening.
Just got a text message. Someone said that it was 4 a.m. in the morning. It was freezing. They got up to use the bathroom, and when they decided to jump back in bed, it was so cold, they just leapt into bed, and they misjudged and hit their head on the headboard.
Oh, no.
Halfway knocked themselves out. So there's a lot of ways it can happen.
It's not funny, but it is kind of funny.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.